The German defenses not only heard the Allies' whistles, but also striking terror into the German heart was the sound of bagpipes, their lungs filling with air in preparation for battle. The sound of pipes from the Scots Guards, with their foot soldiers' warlike cries charging forward, filled the German infantry with such horror and fear, they dubbed the Scottish regiment the Devils in Skirts. In his British patent 269658, John Logie Baird, JLB as he was known, outlined how he had mastered the flying spot scanning technique. Instead of using floodlights, he illuminated the subject by a single beam of light projected through the scanning disc. The reflected light was converted by a photoelectric device into a series of electrical signals and transmitted via aerial through the air. At the receiving end, the process was reversed, and the image was converted into a picture for viewing on a ground glass screen. When he applied the flying spot method to scanning images from film, the results were remarkable. As a technique, it remains fundamental to putting film content onto all televisions. Having protected his invention as far as he could by patent, JLB was now ready to invite members of the Royal Institution of Great Britain to 22 Frith Street. But the Iceman was running into trouble. Fungus had started to grow on him. Scientists had to move fast to stop the rot. After thousands of years under the glacier, the Iceman was consigned to a freezer under the university. Spindler was put in charge of the archaeological effort, and the Iceman came to dominate his professional career. However, radiocarbon dating proved his initial guess of 4,000 years was wrong. The mummy was, in fact, 5,300 years old.